I can't take people seriously when they're staring at me.
No, I don't know the correct way to start this, but.
Better hurry up so you don't have too many bloopers.
Okay, today. Wait. Okay. Okay, so welcome to Factis Podcast, the podcast where we discuss issues surrounding young adults and relationships. And today, we're going to be discussing promise rings. What are they? Why do we wear them? We're going to find out today. So with me on the show, I have my own personal girl. Her name's Estelle.
Yeah,
welcome
what?
To the show.
Excuse me. Okay, first of all, to clear this, I'm not his girl. We're friends. Yes, I am here. My name is Estelle. And I'm Nigerian, believe it or not. And I'm here to debunk the fact that all Nigerian girls are the same. Because, like Michael, my associate, he believes that some particular things I believe are silly. And they're not. And that's why we're going to be talking about this.
This was specifically. Discussing one that I think is silly. I'm discussing one very silly one today. And today, that's promise ring. So, just to give you guys a backstory on what promise ring actually is. Or are. In the olden days, in like 12 something, they used to give those rings when someone was promised to somebody. So, for example, if I was promised to you first, so during the period of waiting, I just give you the promise ring because I know I'm getting married to you and we're already promised to each other. It was done for royalties, anyways. Then that ring is just to signify that we're getting married, but we're not yet married. So, until the day of the marriage itself, that's when you wear that ring. But now, you people have turned it into another thing. 15-year-olds now give promise rings before they go to university. I don't understand it. So, please, you, advocates of promise rings, tell me what they are to you.
Okay, so first of all, let's understand and get that the fact that things evolve, people change, time changes. What Michael was referring to is nowadays what we know as engagement rings. You know, when you're basically, you're proposed to and then you're going to get married. Now, the fact of 15-year-olds giving promise rings, I don't know what to say about that because I don't think that's silly because when I was 15, I also thought I was in love as well. So if I had a promise ring at 15, I would have been so excited. So, but right now, me talking as a 20-year-old, I don't think promise rings are silly. They're basically a way of, they're basically a way of expressing your intentions, but like circumstances don't allow it, if that makes sense. So let's say you're probably like 19. Yeah. And
19. What's the difference between 15 and 19?
4 years. Don't play with me.
Okay,
4 years. So let's say you're probably like 19, yeah? And I believe like 19 is actually a very okay age to actually find the love of your life. Like, contrary to what a lot of people believe, it's very possible. So, like, you're 19, you're still in school, clearly, but you cannot get married or engaged that year, or possibly even the year after, but you've been...
Why do you think that's the case? Why can't you get married or engaged at that time?
Because you're still in school. Like, there's so much you have to do.
And
like,
then it's okay to get a promise ring.
No, that's where I want to go. That's literally where I was going. The difference between an engagement ring and, like, the one you get when you're getting proposed to and a promise ring. Well, first of all, I believe that once you're engaged, you should be married within the year or 2 years max. Okay. So that's why you can't give an engagement ring, because you know that you're not going to be able to get married in a year or two max. So that's the point of a promise ring. It's just to show, it's to like express your intentions, to show that, you know, that you're serious about what is going on. Like, I don't know, like, come on. It's not silly, to be honest. And Michael says the way we have turned, no. That's the thing. That is actually why I'm here, because I'm sure our Nigerian audience that will come across this video will probably think the same way Michael is thinking. But for those who think like me, I'm here to advocate for you and be the voice of reasoning, because We're not silly. We're actually not silly.
It's almost like you're the voice of rubbish. Because, anyways, mm-hmm. let me ask you. What age is too young and what age is too old to get a promise ring?
I think too young would be 14.
14. So at 15, it's okay to get a promise ring.
That's right.
You heard it from how 15-year-old girls
let me
get your promise rings now. Anyways.
He's trying to put words in my mouth. I don't want to say 15 is too young. I genuinely don't want to say that because as much as we want to say or want to believe that, oh, you're 15, you're still a kid. Yes, you're still a kid, but at the same time, you more or less know what you're doing. Let's say even at 15, you genuinely might have wanted to be with that person. There are things called high school sweethearts. Like
at 15?
Calm down. I'm getting somewhere.
Okay.
At 15, you probably meet someone that you believe, oh my goodness, like when I'm in 6 years, 7 years, I actually want to be with this person. People get married and they met themselves in high school, first year.
My parents are like that.
Exactly. Actually. Like, and how old were they?
I don't know.
Probably 16, 15. So no, that's why no. I don't want to say 15 is too young. 14 is stretching it, to be honest, because like 14, you're supposed to be thinking about Barbie dolls. Like, why are you giving
so? One thing I have to point out is, like, in those days, yeah, the maturity levels were so different.
Mm-hmm.
18 years were so mature.
Yeah.
And that's not the case now.
Yes.
Like, you see, 23-year-old kids in today's world. I'm not a kid, by the way. But that's not what I'm saying. 23-year-old are not exactly mature now. Like, no, 22, 19, 20. You're still too young. You haven't even figured out yourself.
Yeah.
And you're giving out promise rings. Please, my next question to you.
Okay.
If you were a guy, for example,
mm-hmm.
and I'm your girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
just propose practically what you say when you want to give a promise ring. Because in a marriage, it's, oh, will you marry me? So when it's a promise ring time, just
mm-hmm.
propose. Just propose to me.
Oh my god. Okay. First of all,
it's almost like, will you promise to marry me? Just propose. Don't worry.
First of all, another thing. Michael's trying to mock me, guys. Second, now, how am I going to put this? In a scenario, let's say I was actually Michael's boyfriend. Yeah, he was my girl. And it's probably like let's say we've been dating since we were like 18, yeah? Mm-hmm. And we're now 20, so we've been dating for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2 years, I did not say 2 years dating is enough to get engaged at 18. Please, like, let's not misquote me there. But in 2 years, like, there's some 20-year-olds at that time, you'd be 20. So those people at that time, they believe, okay, I want to be with this person. Like, I can't get engaged to her right now. Like, I can't ask her to marry me today, but I want to give her this token. It doesn't even have to be a ring. It could be anything. It could be a necklace. It could be a bracelet. It's just like, kind of like a symbol. Mm? So if I was to give a promise ring or necklace or bracelet to Michael, my girlfriend, I wouldn't propose and be like, Michael, will you promise to, no. I'm going to hand it to you. I'm going to present it in a nice way. Actually, I'm not just going to hand it
to you. What's
a
nice way? Like, do it practically right now.
Okay,
you might get a ring in your hand.
Yeah, it probably is going to come in like a box or some sort of packaging.
Uh-huh.
And we're on a date. Like a birthday date. Perhaps it's his birthday or her birthday. And then you're like, I have something for you.
Hmm?
And then I open this box and I'm like, I want to get you this because I'm serious about you.
Go on.
Because I'm serious about you and, oh my god, I can't even finish. Can you calm down?
Okay.
Because I'm serious about you and, you know, like, expressing how much you love this person and you're like, babe, I want you to have this. And they're like, what is this? Like, it's a promise ring. It's to show that, you know, like, a promise to each other. It's quite self-explanatory.
You know, actually, yeah. Research has shown, mm-hmm. I can't tell you exactly the number because I couldn't find it before this episode here.
Mm-hmm.
But research has shown that a lot of people who get promise rings, actually, most of the people who get promise rings, actually end their relationships afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So,
research.
If it's not even doing justice to the reason why it's being given, what are we doing?
Okay, do you also want to agree with me that research has also shown that now 75% of couples get divorced So it's just the same, to be honest. It's not because you gave a promise ring that you broke up later. Like I'm sure people say, this one, they've not said this on breakfast. That's why she's talking. I don't mind that. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it puts an extra pressure. Level of pressure mm-hmm. on the guy that gives it?
On the guy? Well, no, because it was his decision to give the promise jury. To be honest, I really believe that guys, when men actually do love and care about you, they're very, very invested, very, very emotional. That's for those who are emotionally intelligent and like know how to express themselves. I believe that it's not exactly pressure, because trust me, girls, if he wanted to, he would. That is literally my statement. Like, it's my motto, it's my catchphrase, everything. If he wanted to, he would. These men, they know what they want, to be honest. They actually do. So it's not pressure, because if he did it, that means he genuinely is serious about you.
Personally, mm-hmm. personally, I don't see the sense in promise rings.
All right.
I don't get it. Mm-hmm. And I will never get it. Okay. So even if I feel like, oh, this person is the one for me or anything like that, yeah, I still don't see the sense in a promise ring. Because I can just tell you, like, don't my words mean anything to you, for example, or my actions, why must it be a thing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it for marriages. I get it for engagement.
Yeah.
And those things, yeah,
mm-hmm.
they are even because of how we are brought up. Mm-hmm. We just thought that, exactly. Oh, please, when you're getting married, you have to do it with a ring.
Yes.
When you want to get engaged, you have to do it with a ring.
Mm-hmm.
And now, promise. See, yeah. when you're getting promised, we are getting promised too. Aha. Don't you think it should be both ways?
Both ways, that the other person should
Yeah, because when we mention promise rings, we always say, oh, if as the guy is giving the girl, or the girl is giving, we never mention the girl, sorry. It's always the guy giving the girl, or the girl receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we ever say, you give me the promise ring?
Because that's another reason, first of all. I'm not going to deny the fact that Nigerians, we genuinely are not brought up that way. I wasn't even brought up that way. But I learned this, and I believe it's a really nice practice, and genuinely, I think it's something I would want, like, you know, like, it shows me that, well, if I'm also serious about you, about this, I'm not saying you should give your casual fling a promise ring or something, please, please tread very lightly and very carefully on this, on what I'm saying is for people that are actually dating.
So, when do you guys even get to the point where you feel like, okay, it's time to get a promise ring. What's the time that is?
I would say on averagely, I would say between 1 and 2 years of being together.
So
I'm not saying it's compulsory. No, it's not a thing of time. I'm just saying, like, on average, when you look at, like, the scale of things and the period that certain couples tend to do this, you notice that, like, there's a pattern, and usually between the first and second year of being together.
You'll be talking like a marriage counselor right now.
I don't know.
So, by what you're saying, obviously, you want permission, yeah? So, if the man that you're with at this particular point in time mm-hmm. says, babe, I ain't giving you no permission because I don't believe in that, how do you react to that? I mean, how do you fight against a guy that says,
how do you convince him,
promise rings? No, not convince now. I'm saying, how do you react to that? How do you feel if your boyfriend says, I'm not giving you a promise ring because I don't think it makes sense?
Well, to be honest, as someone personally who does want one,
mm-hmm.
I let him know. Now, another thing, this is another thing, to be honest. I wouldn't want to have to let him know.
Mm.
Because, like, I would have mentioned it before, generally speaking, maybe in a conversation we've had multiple times. Like, you know, when you just speak to someone enough to know that they like certain things. So I feel like if I have to kind of ask, it kind of takes away that speciality of the ring, basically. Like, it takes away the element of surprise. He's just doing it because I want him to do it, not because he wants to.
So in that case, he wouldn't take it.
In that case, if he told me, oh, I find it silly, let's say we're having that discussion, he's like, oh, I find it silly. Like, sometimes I feel like if you care about someone, like, you don't need to find the logic in it. Like, you know, this thing would make this person happy, and you know, this is like a love language. You don't love people in your love language, you love people in their love language. So if your significant other's love language is she sees this thing as meaning you love me. And like, do it because you want to show her or him that you love them. So if he told me that, I would kind of interpret it as he doesn't love me, to be honest.
Really?
Yes.
That's because a bit extreme.
No, it's not extreme because it's like, I don't see sense in it. Why should I do it? Like, this is what I feel that this means you love me. And the fact that you're dismissing it just because you don't see sense in it. Like, are you serious?
That's what you just said, yeah? Like, that you love people in...
No, I'm not sure. You're saying how would I...
Get my point. Like, if we're to go by this sentence, you love people in your love language. Imagine if you take... Imagine if we're to take that into, like, other parts of your relationship, yeah? Mm-hmm. Like, saying things like, okay, you do things that your partner wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it works in that case?
Well, okay, first of all, I think I need to clarify the words love language. Now, according to psychology, this is literally, you could literally look this up. There are actually seven aspects of love languages. There's words of affirmation, there's acts of service, there's physical touch. I don't know the remaining, but those are the three I remember. So when I say love them in their love language, I mean those what that fall within this. Those that fall within the scope of these seven. So personally, for me, gift giving is also another love language as well. But that one tends to have a bad rep because people go, oh, she likes to give, so she's a gold digger. No. So regarding that, when I say love them in their love language, to me, my love language is acts of service. Like when you do things for me, do nice things for me, like you go out on my birthday, you like acts of service, basically. To me, those things mean you love me. That's my love language. My boyfriend may not exact to him, it might be quality time is also another love language. Thank you. For him, it might be quality time. Like personally, I don't like spending time with people. Like I genuinely like being alone. But to him, if I don't spend time with him, he believes or he feels I don't love him. Because that's his love language. So I'm gonna do it, even though I don't like to show that I love him. So mine is acts of service. So so that's what I mean by you don't love me because you don't want to love me in my love language.
I'm saying now, like, do we take that statement now to every facet of a relationship? Like, should you do things that your partner wants just because that's what he wants?
Just because that's what he wants.
Yeah. And even if it's not something that you do, so should you do it because that's what your partner wants?
But yeah, kind of. I think so, yes. Because like I said, I just literally gave the analogy of me not liking to spend time with people, but my boyfriend really is quality time. So I'm going to do it because he wants it and because I want to do it for him. Like, I know it makes him happy. Mm-hmm. So do you understand? So I'm doing it because I want to, but also because he wants it.
Let's talk about this. This is very, very odd to bring up. In our sex. Hold on. Now, this is something, by your look, this is something that you do not want to do. Yeah?
Oh my God.
Now, I've had conversations with people and with girls, yeah? And they're like, hell no. Not possible. Never. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is what your partner wants, acts of service, you say, right? So, if this is what your partner wants, what then do you do in this case?
Okay. First of all, there's a very thin line between consent and love. So sexual things are based on mutual consent.
Mm-hmm.
So don't now twist my words. Oh, because your partner, this is not his love language. Anal sex is not a love language, guys. It's not. It's a sexual activity that requires mutual consent.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be sticking things in people's asses because you believe that's your love. Like, that sounds like something Nigerian mom said, to be honest. Like, this is my problem with you people. Like, what's your problem? No, I've answered that question. That's not, it falls way out of the scope. Like, come on.
We're not talking about love languages
now. Yeah, talking about, you literally just connected those two terms. But your partner likes anal sex. So would you do it because it's his love language? It's not his love language. No.
Okay, yeah. It might not be his love language, yeah? It mm-hmm. might not be his love language. Mm-hmm. But if this is something that he just wants. Like, this is... Because in relationships, we have to make sacrifices. Everything is not going to be how you want it, you know? So if he's his own, I want this. Like, it's a...
That's more or less rape. I'm sorry.
Rape?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's rape. Pressure to say yes is a form of rape. It is.
Really?
When it comes to sexual okay. activities.
Okay.
So if he's done it, I want it. Because if you don't have any sex with me, it means you don't love me. Bro. No. No.
Okay, but you said now, if your boyfriend doesn't go... What did you say? You said something like... If your boyfriend doesn't do this, then you think he doesn't love you. If he doesn't give you promise rings.
Yeah.
So basically, you're pressuring him into giving promise rings then.
I'm not raping him. I'm not raping him. Are you?
I mean, this is pressure though. You're pressuring him into doing what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Because that's what you want.
Okay, now.
Yeah?
Very good point. That's exactly what I said. If he wanted to, he would. And if I have to ask, like if I have to emphasize on how much I want something for him to give it to me, then I don't really want it anymore. Because now he's just doing it.
So if all your boyfriend
is like pressure. If to be honest, if you've had this conversation and you tell me, oh, it's silly, it's not something, I'm not going to ask you again. I genuinely, because I know you don't want to do it. I know you don't. So I'm not going to ask you. So I'm not going to pressure you. Uh-huh, basically. But the anal sex thing.
Yeah.
We've communicated multiple times. It's not my thing. And you're still asking, like, you want me to say yes. And you're like, oh, well, you said yes. That's what I'm saying. That's the pressure. That's the difference. I wouldn't, if you tell me, if you communicate and we find out, oh, you're not into that. I'm not going to ask again. Like, fine. I'm just going to accept my fate. I mean, he's going to know that I want it, like, initially. But if he's so very adamant, I'm like, no, closing my mind, no, it's silly. I'm not going to ask again.
So if it was you in this case, now you say like, okay, since he doesn't want to do this, then
I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, I genuinely wouldn't ask him. Like, yeah. Actually, I would just.
There's something let I've heard. There's something I've heard a lot of women. Like, if your guy cannot go down on you, then he doesn't really love you, or something like that. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that statement? Do you think that's true?
I want to say yes, to be honest. But then again, I feel like I'm going to contradict myself with the anal sex thing. So that's why I don't want to say yes. But
genuinely, what do you feel? What do you feel if your partner says, ah, never me. I can never go down. How do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you marry a Yoruba man and you tell this man, like, pay a bunch to go down. It's not possible. Most real Yoruba men, tossing will not go down.
It's not possible.
Never. Nothing that he would
fine. Like I said, you don't have to. But don't expect me to go down on you either.
So now, are you saying that you will not do it because he doesn't want to do it?
Yeah.
But you do that normally.
Mm-hmm. I do that normally, yes. But because he doesn't now, that's the thing. In recent times, mm-hmm. women are just used as masturbation tools.
Mm.
Like, genuinely.
I don't think so.
In a lot of cases. I don't think so. Okay, fine. You don't think so. But in a lot of cases, they are just used as masturbation tools. Like, why is a quote-unquote Yoruba person, oh, well, if she can't give head, then she don't... But you can't give head. What? No. If you're not gonna... I'm not gonna... In fact, you can't even be my man, to be honest. Because... Like, I'm never gonna continue this interest in you if you don't go down on women. Like, are you a child? You're 7. You're actually 7 years old. Like, don't talk to me. To be honest.
You should be one of those kids picked up on your first date then.
Yes.
Like, hey, bro, come.
I'm not gonna... that's not gonna be like on my notes app. Like a bullet point. I'm not gonna do that.
Hey bro, do but you do this?
See, obviously we would like conversations lead to conversations, and if I eventually end up learning like that he's not, that I'm not gonna like, I'm genuinely not
going to you, further that. You never get into those conversations like during the preliminary stages of the talking stage, yeah? So at what point is it comfortable then to bring up conversations like this?
I genuinely believe that there is no talking stage.
Hmm.
I don't have a talking stage. Like, for me to actually end up having feelings for you, I need to be friends with you from the beginning. And if we're friends, we would have this. I'm friends with Mike. I'm having this conversation with you. If yeah. I wanted, if I started developing feelings for you, I would know how you think because we were friends before. And when you're friends, you can, you're comfortable. So to me, like, do you just, well, I want to start talking. No.
So
to
you
me,
cannot date, are you saying you cannot date someone without being their friend?
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean,
in there a is lot no of, single person I've dated that I wasn't their friend in the beginning.
In a lot of relationships, I'm not saying that that's yeah. the case for you, mm-hmm. but in a lot of relationships, yeah. Well, in 2022 now, a lot of people don't actually become friends with who they're dating before, like they start.
And that's why they break up after a week.
It's a typical example from one of my friends, yeah? Here's a girlfriend now. I'm not going to mention his name. Well, I'm sure you know him, yeah? He has a wife girl now. And they've probably known each other for like 3 weeks before
But dating. They dated, yeah.
Like, you guys don't even know each other yet. You don't know what this person likes and what this person doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're like dating. And that's how a lot of relationships happen now.
Oh.
Even though, like, to me, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
To me, that's total crap, but it is what it is.
First of all, I'm very sorry, but if after knowing me for 3 weeks, you're telling me that you love me, please, something is actually wrong with you.
Actually.
I'm sorry.
Do you have to be in love with somebody?
Okay, let's not use the word love. Okay, you probably know love is a strong word, right? Like, I want you. You've known me for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Literally, it takes longer to get a visa than that. Like, what's wrong? What do you mean you like me after knowing me for? Okay, fine. Perhaps you like, oh, she's fun. I like her. I like being around her. But like, to actually date me, do you know? I don't know if it's just me, but I take the word dating very seriously. Like, mm-hmm. it's a serious thing to me. Because people just date for things. I don't date for things. Like, no, I cannot. I'm sorry, but I can't.
What do you date for?
To be honest, every single person I've dated, I foresaw a future with them. I won't even
marriage?
Lie to you. Legit. Even when I was 16. Literally, oof. I swear. The person I was with when I was 16. Oof. Like, I literally named my children. Like, I'm like, if I'm going to have to join this person, this is what. I'm serious.
I did that.
How I am. So, like, for someone to tell me, oh, after 3 weeks, so are you telling me you get married to me after 2 months? No. So that kind of thing, like, so.
Don't you think you can like see somebody, for example, and I feel like,
you can see someone, you can be attracted to people at first sight. Like, I've seen so many people at clubs, even on the street, I'm like, oh my God, this person is so handsome. Like, I'm attracted to him at first sight. But then, if after 3 weeks of getting to know them, I'm saying I like them, I want to be in a relationship with them, then, something's wrong with me.
Anyways, I feel like I've defeated quite a lot from
literally, topic, like, we've actually.
Anyways, I asked a question before.
Yeah.
What age is too old to get a promise ring?
Too old.
Yeah, too old. Like, at what point should a guy give you a promise ring and it feels like it's an insult? Like, are you crazy?
When I'm 23.
23?
How old? Because it depends. It's not about the age, genuinely. I think it's about the stage in your relationship that you are. Yeah, it's
so
not
if
about
dating for 3 years.
Yeah, and you're giving me
a promise ring.
And we're 23.
Yeah.
Let's say we're both 23. We've been dating for 3 years. So that means we're 26 now.
Okay.
And you're giving me a prom. No. You're 26 years old. No. Do you know you're somebody's dad? No, I'm serious. No. That's the insult. Promise rings are for like young people, like I said, circumstance, because they have other things to do in their life. They need to get ready. They need to finish school. They need to graduate. They need to get jobs. You're 26. So you've probably been in the working class for give or take 3 years and you're giving me a promise ring. Like you're not proposing to me. Sir, please, I'm actually breaking up with you at that point because you're wasting my time. I need to move on to more serious people.
No.
I can't.
These promise rings, yeah.
Cool.
Should they have monetary value? Like, can I just go to Zara or H&M and get you like a set of rings and pick one out of it and give you like,
oh my God.
I promise to marry
you. I'm very sorry. I don't want to sound. No, I'm not even sorry, to be honest. You're crazy. I'm not saying go buy me a whole 1-carat, 2-carat diamond. No. But it should at least go to Pandora or something. In Pandora, rings range from like $70 to almost $300. You don't even have to spend up to $300. Even if it's like $150, like don't get something that's gonna tarnish. At least get 925 sterling silver. Something nice. Like what do you mean, Zara? H&M?
But isn't it just a sign of commitment you're after?
I think now it's the Nigerian in me talking, because like maybe some people might accept that, but me, like,
or more.
I'm sorry. I could have bought this for myself for £15, €15. You're playing with me, bro. Just don't give me the permission.
So then you're saying no.
I want it to. It should have some sort. Like it shouldn't cost you the price of ice cream.
I feel like if it actually is meant to mean anything, mm-hmm. then it's meant to have sentimental value.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important, in my opinion. Because yes, it's me promising that okay, I'm gonna be with you for.
I feel like the promise ring the 15-year-old will get is where you get it from H&M. But if you're 20 anyways, and you're getting it something from H&M, then that. I mean, it's sentimental value, but I don't know. I wouldn't be like overly excited now.
My last
to be truthful.
Is it a show of affection or commitment? Which is it more? Affection?
Commitment. I feel it's commitment. Yes. Commitment. So, because you don't give random people room. You can be affectionate to anyone. Affectionate to my sister, to my mom, to even to my friends. Like, to show affection is to be compassionate, to be caring. There's commitment. Like, it's like a contract. Not a contract, but commitment, basically.
I'm still not convinced.
Whatever.
I will never be convinced.
Actually,
so,
no one cares.
Please. People that have taken promise rings have broken up after. I beg you, name of God, focus on your life. Leave promise rings alone.
Oh my God.
Until that man gives you an engagement ring, forget about
him. True. I'm not saying that's the thing. I'm not trying to excuse not getting engaged, though. I'm literally just trying to tell you why I support it. I'm not trying to like make excuses.
But I mean, if research has shown you that, see,
research also shows people get divorces, like, so people don't get married again.
No, that's the one. All these promise ring advocates will never agree.
No, we will not. If you wanted to, he would, the girls. If he wanted to, he would. That's what I'm gonna say. If you like it and you communicate and you let him know and he still brushes you off, then please go and be someone else.
Because I love you more than this.
You love me more than this, but you cannot buy me
an ordinary. This Gen Z crap.
No, it's crap. If it's crap, if you love me, then it should be fine. It can be crap to you, but I think it's special. So do it because I think it's special.
We love. Enough sex is special to me.
That's what Nigerian men say. That's actually what they all say. Don't listen to that. Trust me, if you wanted to, he would like. Don't, no. No. That's if you want one though. Like, I'm not saying because I like permission, you should go now, so go and meet your boyfriend and tell him that he wants to get permission.
But if you think it's a sign of commitment, then every girl should get it.
No, not everyone. Some people don't want to. Some people to you.
You see why some people, you see that some people don't want to, because
to them,
the people that actually have sense think like,
It's not all that. Right. I get that.
Everyone
that's
gets
true.
Engagement rings. I'm going to end with this year. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants engagement rings.
Yeah.
Everyone wants marriage rings. Mm-hmm. What don't everyone want
promise rings?
Because those people that actually have sense know that promise rings are crap. So please focus on your life.
Oh my God, it's make money. Not a good.
And after that,
you are literally the worst debate ring. Partner ever. Like, you're not meant to.
Peace out. I'm out of here.
No, you
can't. Good night.
You're actually very silly.
Bye.
No one can tell me anything, please. Nigerian men always say what they want. But you people spend money on other things, though. Rubbish. Tell me from Zara. Are you mad? Zara, like, I can buy Ben & Jerry's ice cream for more expensive money than that. Nobody. Don't even come at me. But if it's me and you will fight though. Hey. You're actually gonna fight.